Iran is set to announce more reductions to its commitments under the 2015 nuclear deal on Sunday. A press conference will be held on the issue with the participation of senior nuclear negotiator Abbas Araghchi and Atomic Energy Organization of Iran spokesman Behruz Kamalvand. On Thursday, President Hassan Rouhani said the country will exceed the agreed uranium enrichment level from July the 7th. The move comes as Tehran's 60-day deadline to Europe to compensate for the United States' withdrawal from the accord will come to an end. On Sunday, Tehran says the decision is in accordance with Articles 26 and 36 of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA. Political analyst Brecht Juncker says scaling back commitments is a logical step by Iran in the face of the European Union's failure to make up for the United States' withdrawal from the nuclear deal.
Well, I believe that this is a very logical step by Iran. Of course, it is unfortunate that it has to come this far. But of course, when one of the major pillars of the JCPOA, which was the United States of America, because the agreement was basically mostly signed, let's be honest, between Iran and the United States, with all the other countries, let's say, signatory partners to it. When one of the major signatory parties pulls out and starts imposing massive sanctions on Iran, sanctions that haven't been, that are the heaviest in decades, then obviously there has to be something has to change. And mm-hmm. The European Union has indeed said that they would basically catch the damage, that they would try to make up for the damage that the Americans have done. With the barter system agreement that they want to implement and stuff like that. But so far, this has not actually happened. And, mm-hmm. and I think it's very logical when President Rouhani and Foreign Minister Javad Zarif say that basically the European, the patience is running very, the Iranian patience obviously with the European Union is growing very thin. European plans so far have been very theoretical. The barter system is not yet up and running. The European plans for catching up the for making up for the sanctions so far still exclude the petrochemical industry of Iran and the petroleum exports of Iran, which is of course a major export industry for Iran.